With people to give a sense of understanding and belief that politics can work, that it does work, and that if it's given its head in terms of conviction and belief, that you can bring people with you. And for me, this is, if you like, this now requires a national response to the people's national decision, and that response has to be to prove that government can actually work with the people and on behalf of the people.
And you'll have to do it quickly. You don't have the luxury of sitting around for weeks, perhaps, to negotiate either with independents or with the Labour Party. How quickly do you reckon you could put a government together?
I think this has got to come together very quickly. We don't have any time to lose. You don't have any hour to waste. Country can't borrow money. Banks can't borrow money. We're up to our necks here. And I do think, genuinely, that people need to have explained to them the scale of the mess that's here. Irish people are inquisitive by nature. They like to be told both the good news and the bad news. And if ever there was a sin of the last government, it was that they did not tell the people what their progress or lack of progress was, as the case might be.
We can come back to that, but what's your timeline for putting a government together? Realistically, what would be your hope?
Well, I hope when I look at the outcome of the election tomorrow, assuming that there are no long recounts and that the position is absolutely clear, I look at whatever options there are to consider for the formation of a government and get on with that very quickly. I don't want a situation where this is going to be dragged out, like happened on the last occasion where you had meetings, you know, for a week or more.
So you'd decide tomorrow, would you, tomorrow night?
I'll be deciding on this very quickly, what we're going to do.
And making a phone call, perhaps, to the Labour Party first thing Monday morning?
Make whatever phone call or phone calls have to be made. But I do think that's important in that you don't want the wrong signals of delay or indecisiveness going to European governments and beyond. There are serious meetings in March, and for me, the priority has to be to send a message out here. We've got a government in Ireland that's in charge, stable, strong, clear agenda, and the message to go out internationally that our country is open for business, that we're going to rebuild our reputation and our pride.
They did a deal in England in a matter of days. Do you think you could do it in that sort of time frame?
Yeah, well, I think they had some discussions in between before they actually did that, and they concluded very well for a country that didn't have any coalition governments before, and actually they did it very well. So in this country's case, obviously, we've been used to coalitions now for a long time. So let me see what the final outcome tomorrow is, and then decide quickly to move on and get this underway.
And despite, if you like, the propaganda war between yourselves and Labour in the latter stages of the election, there is no, as far as you can see, ideological divide. There's no red line drawn by either you or Labour that would prevent a coalition being formed.
I think there were some lines drawn and some papers by others. My imperative is give the people and the country a stable government, strong government with a clear mandate. And I would say that the endorsement given to Fine Gael here by the people all over the country has been a massive endorsement of what we've been saying.
But the question was, there isn't a huge gap between yourself and Labour. It's something that you could put together in a coalition within a week or 2 weeks.
I think from that point of view, Richard, the people deserve a government that's strong and clear, and that's what they're going to get. As I say, there isn't any time to waste and not an hour to be lost. Our countries, and as I said during the course of this campaign, this actually is a brilliant opportunity to reach out and have the nation work with us in dealing with our country's problems, and let's rebuild it as quickly as we can.
I'll try that one a final time, Mr. Kenny. There is no chasm between yourselves and Labour that would make for very long, prolonged negotiations on a coalition.
Well,
you could do a deal.
From my point of view, whatever the options that we're going to consider, obviously you deal with these. The people have made their choice. We've got to consider what the consequence of that choice, is, and get on with it. We're not going to leave this country without the opportunity of having strong and stable government. They voted for change. They're going to get that. And as far as I'm concerned, we'd be very happy to lead that change to a better place.
One of the things that you promised you would do, and in fact you set about it even before the election, was to go to Europe, to talk to them about the deal, to say we can't afford this deal, to talk about renegotiation of the substantive deal, but also, and in particular, perhaps quickly, the whole area of the interest rate. How quickly can you move, or would you move on that, and what is it specifically that you're looking for?
Well, I think we're going to move on this next week. I've already had contacts from Europe this very day. So let me get my mind clear on what the timetables and schedules of others are. I intend to make connections very quickly.